Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
Flacco under center, second and four at the Pittsburgh 29. Deep drop, he fires, Higgins catch at the 20. First hitter, miss, 15, 10, 5, splits the safety's end zone, touchdown Cincinnati!
Flacco out of the gun, trips right, he's locked left on the snap, he lobs left, one-on-one, sideline is gone! And a slide down to the five by T. Higgins.
You know, this is what we do it for, is games like that. It came down to the wire just like we know it's going to, and really happy about how the guys just kind of stayed with it for a full 60 minutes. And man, our offensive line was going today, you know. We're running the football, protecting.
Joe Flacco. Yes, that Joe Flacco. 18 years in the NFL, which in and of itself is mind-boggling. We could go back to draft day of 2008 when the Ravens took him out of Delaware via Pitt. They got Ray Rice in the second round. John Harbaugh's rookie year as coach. They made it to the AFC Championship game. That Joe Flacco was a game manager, capable of throwing a laser beam to Derrick Mason or Todd Heap. And then just kind of evolved. Joe Flacco's elite was kind of the mantra. Won a Super Bowl, 10 playoff wins. Then kind of hit a roadblock in Baltimore. Ravens were missing the playoffs after 2014. They were 3 years consecutive not making the postseason. And he got hurt in 15. Hurt his knee. Then in the draft of 18, Ravens took Lamar Jackson, end of the first round. Joe Flacco started. Blew out Buffalo, Josh Allen's first game, came in relief. And then the losses started to mount. Then he got hurt. They go to the bye at 4-5. That's when the reports were John Harbaugh's going to be done at the end of the year. Me and Jerry Coleman were doing the Baltimore Game Day Uncensored, tailgate show at Mother's, Federal Hill. Then at 4-5, you're thinking, it kind of makes sense, I guess. And then all of a sudden, Joe Flacco had a hip injury. And then old number 8 comes in, and everything changed. Joe Flacco was gone. Went to Denver. Went to the Jets. Philly for a cup of coffee. Cleveland. Colts. Cleveland again. Then gets traded to Cincinnati 10 days ago. Now you understand why Mike Tomlin was kind of running hot earlier this week, not understanding what Cleveland's philosophy was. Well, Mike Tomlin knew what the deal was. Joe Flacco's capable of. Jake Browning's the quarterback last night, Vinny. Oh, Pittsburgh puffy pants is that.
No doubt.
Chase Brown's not rushing for 100 and whatever yards.
Nope.
They get blown out at home. But Flacco comes in, gives you a fighting chance. And they're down 10-0. But he keeps throwing, and he throws that beautiful spiral. Who throws a better ball than Joe Flacco, by the way?
Yeah, awesome.
I mean, it's a beautiful spiral. Three touchdowns. Leads the game-winning drive. And you heard him just talking about it, the O-line. And Chase said, you could see it in the Green Bay game where the O-line was starting to get it a little bit. And second half against the Packers, their offense started to percolate. Even by Carmen, who I love to death. Chase Brown's toast. Well, not last night.
Yeah.
But Joe Flacco, Vinny, drinking out of the fountain of youth and leading the Bengals. I don't want to say an improbable win, unexpected win for sure on a Thursday night. And right now, it's the first game of the weekend. We're going to be hard-pressed to find a better game than the one that was played last night.
And Bob, for the Bengals, season-saving game. And save and might have saved the Ravens, too, also. But, you know, the thing, Bob, Browning held the ball. Browning takes sacks. Browning, you know, when he got pressured, he threw interceptions. Joe got the ball out quick. I mean, he got it out because he knows the Steelers. He knows, you know, he's seen that stuff before. I mean, he played them earlier. Watt and all of them got the ball out quick, frustrated them, took advantage of their secondary, and got the ball to the best receiver in the league. So, that was, and Jalen Ramsey's, both defenses were horrible. You know, because like I'm watching that game, I said, damn, both these defenses suck. But I guess, you know what? So the Ravens fit right in that group.
Hey, your boy Geno Stone got roasted on that.
Oh, boy, did he ever.
Should have been game-winning touchdown there.
Yeah.
Freiermuth.
Well, Geno can't run. That's his problem. But you know what? That game gave everybody hope. You know, and I'm sure Harbs, they're all doing cartwheels last night watching that after that victory. Because you look at the Steelers, they got the Packers at home Sunday night. They got the Colts at home, and then they go to the Chargers for a Sunday night game, you know, and they're sitting 4-2 right now. So, you know, so everybody has – everybody's back in it now because Pittsburgh opened the door. If they're sitting 5-1, they're up, what, 4 games on everybody? Then it's a difficult challenge now.
Yeah, and since he's on a 5-game losing streak, yeah. I mean, they're circling the drain. But Nolan McGraw – and I don't want to brag because I took Cincinnati to win, mainly because I just need that sort of thing. And we'll do picks later in the show for college and pro. But I guess you knew deep down inside maybe that he was going to come out and play the way that he did. Now, can he sustain a .08 quarterback rating? His career quarterback rating says no. Even when they were winning Super Bowls and playoff games, he was always in the 90s in good years. But Nolan, that was pretty impressive to watch. And look, Rodgers did throw 4 touchdowns, and Jalen Warren was running all over the place. But to Vinny's point, it wasn't exactly a defensive battle last night in Cincinnati.
No, and, you know, costly interceptions for Rodgers, although the one was more so just fantastic defensive play by the Bengals. But that game last night had no business being that good or being that entertaining. We were making jokes all week. The icy hot bowl, all that stuff, right. You know, just the fourth time in NFL history that – you have a quarterback matchup of two guys over 40 years old, and I think all the other ones were Brady and Breeze, elite Hall of Famers. So, I think expectations were not that. And could I visualize a Bengals win? Yeah, but it wouldn't have been in that manner. It wouldn't have been Flacco going out there and just absolutely slinging it. And then even in the fourth quarter, him rolling out on a broken play and showing off those wheels. Looking like a rookie Joe Flacco running down the field.
Right.
So it was a tremendously fun game to watch. It was classic Flacco. You know, the final couple seconds tick off the clock. Camera shows him on the sideline. Not even a smirk on his face. Completely deadpanned. You know, just typical Joe. It was fantastic.
And they kept panning to Joe Burrow, who was getting more energetic than Flacco was.
Yeah.
I mean, and Joe Burrow's kind of an icy cool kind of guy. He doesn't really show his emotions on his sleeve. But you could see, because he's thinking, I guess, and I'm thinking like Joe Burrow, I got a bazillion dollars in the bank and a hot girlfriend, and I got a beautiful wife, don't get me wrong, but certainly don't have that cash flow. But, you know, if he can keep us afloat in this division, I come back, I break out the Superman cape. But that one game changed everything for them, certainly. Now the Ravens are like, oh, damn.
I thought, you know what was cool about it? I mean,
Browns, you're the Browns. You're
they're playing a rookie quarterback.
You got no chance.
Bob, the thing that was cool was You got two quarterbacks over 40 years old winging it, you know, one throwing for 250, the other throwing for 350, four touchdowns for one, three for that. It was pretty cool, you know.
And not no lobby Fran Tarkin and no, Johnny U at the end.
They were some great throws.
They were laser beams.
Yeah, by bones.
Flying all over the place. But Ja'Marr Chase, is there a happier guy in Cincinnati outside of Zach Taylor than Ja'Marr Chase? Because now he can get back to, if you got him on your fantasy team, he's a dude all of a sudden.
Right. Because Flacco's willing to throw it to him even if he's not exactly open. You saw it in that Packers game, I think one of the garbage time touchdowns. Probably wasn't the smartest throw, and he just, you know, stuck it on a line and put it in the general vicinity and was like, all right, Chase, go make a play. And he did. When you have a receiver like that, and Higgins for that matter, I mean, he's got tons of weapons there. And if that O-line can just block for halfway decent, they were pretty great last night. I don't know. Who knows what the Bengals could be?
Now, we got to go to this, too, because I saw on social media, and my social media presence is basically trolling Facebook, X, Instagram. I'm 60. What the hell do you want from me? It is, that's young people stuff. Unless you got girls in bikinis. Then you got me. You lured me in. They should have, Ravens, should have brought Flacco in as the backup.
That would have been.
Joe Flacco's the backup.
I don't think he would have done it.
Joe Flacco's the backup.
No.
But it shows having a backup that has been a starter, you know.
Right.
There's a difference between him and Cooper Rush. You know, Cooper Rush couldn't do that.
Yeah, right. And what I remember when Flacco left after the 18th season when Lamar had taken over, where the Ravens go 5-1, 6-1, made the playoffs. Oh, he sucks. He's toast. Mm-hmm. It's a statue in the pocket, turns ball over. Now all of a sudden he leaves. Keep in mind, he's bounced around a bazillion times since he's left Baltimore. He had a great run in Cleveland until the playoffs, where he turned the ball over 1,000 times when they lost to Houston. Joe Flacco, he's a legend here. Won a Super Bowl with Super Bowl MVP. 10 playoff wins, which is two less than the Jets have won in their entire history as a franchise. But now he's revisionist history. He's the savior. Come on. Backup quarter, all that, would that have created drama? Because Flacco and Lamar are buds. I think they've kind of both established that. But then you got Harbs having to navigate that sort of thing.
I think that
would have made for an uncomfortable situation.
Well, outside of like us just being able to talk about it whenever he would have signed, there's no reason for it to become a controversy. I mean, Lamar's Lamar.
Yep.
It's an MVP player. You know, the only reason he's not out there is because he's not healthy. There's no scenario where Lamar was going to play so poorly that the chatter would grow loud. Bring in Flacco. Bring in, you know, they would never get to that. No chance.
How cool would it have been, though? Let's just, Disney World stuff, that Flacco was the back, you know, and he comes in and he wins these two games or whatever, you know. That would have been pretty cool, wouldn't it?
But it also would have created, Lamar comes back, loses to the Bears. They could have kept Flacco in there, but we're not talking reality. We're just talking people, again, revisionist history.
Yeah.
Watching Joe Flacco play the best game he's played in probably 3 years or whatever it is. But it did help the Ravens because he beat Pittsburgh, keeps Cincinnati afloat, and opens a window for the Ravens. But to bring it closer to home, are the Ravens capable of climbing through the window that has now opened yet again? We'll get into all of that and more throughout the course of the show. Get in now. 410-583-1057. Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner. He'll be joining us at 11 o'clock. Talk about the Ravens and the expected returnees post-bye when they get back at it next week. Terps in UCLA. Spreads dropped to 2.5. 7 o'clock kip out at the Rose Bowl. You can hear the game on the Fan. It's on FS1. So Maryland trying to break a two-game skid. We'll do our picks later. I'm taking Maryland, spoiler alert. But UCLA, the quarterback's been out of his mind since New Heisel took over. Because now, not only is he 6 touchdowns, no picks, he's starting to rush for 124 yards against Penn State. And it's opening up the other running lanes for the running backs there with the Bruins. And we saw Maryland's run defense last week against Nebraska did not really hold up all that well. So we'll get into all of that and more.
Stewart's going to have to get to the quarterback.
Yeah, and he was a non-factor last week against Nebraska. We'll talk to Dave LaMonaco about that from Terrapin Ties. Baseball playoffs in the American League. Home team is yet to win in the National League. The Brewers. Postseason woes continue, and the Dodgers just keep on keeping on.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Oh, 105.7 The Fan, Nolan McGraw. It's featured on Friday. It's D'Angelo, who sadly passed away, battle of cancer. Anything you want to hear from him, send your request plus support text line at 4-TEP-583-1057. Man, 2025 is not a big kind year to celebrities, and I don't know what your personal issues are. I've lost a few people and a pet. So 2025, you can kiss my ass. And it's only October. Lost Ace Frehley yesterday. So whatever. But D'Angelo, another talented, transcendent performer. Unfortunately, no longer with us, so we paid tribute here on The Fan. But Cooper Rush, getting back to him. Signed for $6 million.
Yep.
And Todd Monken, well, we need to run the ball better and scheme up better and can't change game plan. As Tom Brady said, we've talked about it all week. You're not going to install a new offense for the game or two that you might be called upon to bring Cooper Rush in. But we're handing out grades. We did the O-line yesterday. Bad. Did the defense yesterday. Bad.
Mm-hmm.
Now we get back to some position guys and Cooper Rush.
Yeah. Well, let me just say one thing about Bob. When you look at teams that have lost starting quarterbacks and backups have come in, what are the types of guys that have been winning games for those teams? Minnesota, you know, Carson Wentz, former starting quarterback, former MVP? No, close to MVP. Runner-up to MVP?
Carson Wentz?
No, he was on pace to win it before he got hurt.
2017, he, ironically enough, got hurt scoring a touchdown against the Rams. And then old Nick, what's his name?
Nick Foles.
Nick Foles comes in, and they went beat the Patriots.
So you got him.
There's a guy that doesn't have to buy a beer in Philly.
You got Mac Jones in San Fran, who's winning games for them, former starter. So, I mean, those are the kind of guys it looks like, and there might be others, you know, that have done it. But Danny Dimes is another one. You know, I mean, former starting quarterbacks are kind of what's been more successful as backups nowadays,
mm-hmm.
you know, than the Cooper Rushes of the world.
So let's go back again, revisionist history. When the Ravens signed him, 9-5 as a starter in Dallas, and you thought.
I thought it was good.
It was good move signing. Over Tyler Huntley, now back.
Yeah.
Josh Johnson, who's almost literally played for, he's actually more than half the teams in the NFL, but he was going to come in. And whenever you get to your backup quarterback, as you just said, Vinny, you want someone that can stem the tide for a couple of weeks.
Yep.
But he's come in and been dreadful.
Yeah. Well, Bob.
And at a pretty significant price tag, too.
Yeah. The thing about it is it shouldn't be a surprise because there's been nobody that's praised him, OTAs, mini camps, train. Nobody has said, damn, that Cooper Rush looks really good. Preseason game. Nobody has said that. You know, like ugh. You know, I mean, because like you'd always ask me, what is Cooper Rush? I can't tell the difference between him and Larry.
Camp report.
Yeah. Can't tell the difference. You know, I don't even pay attention to him because it's, you know, it's just like, just a guy.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, I was, like you said, I was for it. You know, I thought, hey, 9-5, I didn't know, you know, but hey, it looked good, 9-5. All right, they got a legitimate backup, but I don't know how he did it in Dallas.
Yeah, warning signs were definitely there at that first preseason game, first pass of the game, interception. And it was not a pretty ball. I mean, so we're sitting here saying, well, all right, one game. He still has, we'll put more stock in what he did with Dallas over a preseason game. And let's be honest, he doesn't have his full complement of receivers out there for the preseason. But once he was thrown into the fire in that Kansas City game, instantly could tell. No shot. And say what you want about the O-line. Say what you want about the protection. He's got weapons, right? Mm-hmm. There should be a way to get the ball out, screens, do what you got to do, make it easy on him, as Todd Monken was saying. But he's turning the ball over. It's just not... If
and
I'm putting a letter,
the wrong guy.
Yeah, if I'm putting a letter grade on it, it's D minus.
I'm right there with you. No, I mean I mean there's nothing like. All right, if let's say Lamar can't play it against the Bears, who do you want playing? I don't want Cooper Rush.
I'd rather have Huntley.
No doubt. And this guy was someone that we were glad was in the rearview mirror.
Yeah,
2 years ago, Tyler Huntley, who's bounced around himself since he left Baltimore. But yeah, strong D minus. If not an F, his best drive was the first drive against Houston where they settled for a field goal.
Yeah.
Other than that, what?
And that was mostly a Henry-aided drive,
too. Yeah, exactly. Great catch there. And even when they got to the goal line last week against the Rams, Derrick Henry got him there.
Yeah.
So,
He didn't make any really good throws. I mean, he missed a lot of wide open receiver. To me, it was like he was panicked. He was seeing the rush.
Don't want to throw Harps under the bus, but when he said the plan all along was to play two quarterbacks,
they knew.
What the hell are you waiting for?
He put his foot in his mouth with that one, yeah. Because it instantly questioned the counter question. Well, all right, you know, you said, well, we didn't see a clear opportunity
to do it.
There
was many of them.
Yeah.
First pick.
Harbaugh's had a few moments like that this year. We're just saying a little too much and digging himself a hole.
All right, Lamar Jackson. We know the scenario. He's completing 71.6% of his passes, 10 touchdowns, one pick, and he threw that one against Kansas City, which was a drive killer, but only one, been sacked 15 times. His quarterback rating's 130.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they did lose three of the four games he started, and they were favored in every single one of them. So statistically, you grade him, got to be an A. But do we dig deeper when we start handing out grades?
Yeah, I'm going to give him a B+, Bob, just because held the ball. You know, I think he was probably responsible for some of the sacks holding the ball. Because we even heard Lamar say, you know, I'm holding the ball, let my guys get open. You know, so the sack thing is the only thing. And we see that. I mean, they can't win if he's not there. And we really see how bad the offensive line is now. But the offensive line is a major, major, major issue with this team right now. I mean, more so than pass rush or anything, I think, because if the O-line's good, then they're capable of scoring 30 points and outscoring people if the defense is bad. And right now it's not.
I'm still going A or A minus. Okay. I mean, it hasn't been perfect. It hasn't been A plus, but he's done his job. He's by far the best player on the team as he's supposed to be. When he comes back, he'll have to play the superhero role again. I'm with Vinny. There were some moments earlier this year where you're screaming at the TV, just take off, go. But you almost wonder now if the injury was tweaked a few weeks earlier, or that's when it first popped up, and it wasn't so bad. He could still play through it, and then it finally, you know, it blew out almost in the Chiefs game.
Now, we talk about him having to be better, carry the team. Again, 71.6% completion percentage. He's averaging over 9 yards a completion.
Yeah, number one in the league, I believe.
10 touchdowns, a pick with the sacks, as we've talked about. He's averaging 8 yards a carry running the football with another touchdown. I mean, how much better does he have to be? I mean, you look at those stats just on the surface. I mean, that's what more – I almost cussed. What more do you want from me, man? For real.
If they go win 9 of 11 or whatever, and they're on that heater kind of thing, Lamar may be the MVP again because that's what it's going to take.
No doubt. I'm going to give him a B+.
Yeah.
Because, again, they lost 3 of the 4 games he started.
Right, but I mean, the Bills game, really? Is any of that Lamar?
No, hell no.
Okay,
no.
So I mean,
we were talking about the next day.
Yeah.
Like, we're sitting here going, why aren't they going for it on fourth down? They should have won that game by 20 points.
Right.
Then all of a sudden, the O-line really goes to hell. They can't run it.
He got hot against the Browns in the second half.
Yep.
And he got his ass kicked against Detroit when they put up 30 points. Yeah, they got the late TD. Made it respectable.
Mm-hmm.
But the Chiefs game, they marched down the field and scored. They were driving to score when he threw the pick. And then everything just kind of went like, what the hell just happened here?
Right. Yeah, I mean, that Chiefs game, had he stayed healthy, probably still results in a loss. So then you got a point there. But, I mean, I'm take the Buffalo game off the argument.
Yeah, they were unbelievable.
Yeah, Josh Allen was the second-best quarterback on the field. Well, until the third quarter. Anyway, fourth quarter. Derrick Henry, 439 yards rushing, 5 yards a pop, 4 touchdowns. He has fumbled 3 times and lost 2 of them. Both crucial.
No doubt.
The Buffalo game.
Cost him the game.
Yeah, both were crucial. He had gone 4 straight games without rushing for 50 yards. So, I mean, how would
you I give him a strong B because, you know what? To me, it's not his fault. Because the thing that he needs is he needs a head start. You know, if his feet stop, then that's the best way to get him. And with the way the O-line was blocking, they weren't knocking any. He had nowhere to go. And 84, Payton, you know, another one.
Your least favorite player? Is he in Ben Cleveland territory?
They're right there. They're right there together. You know, so, but when he's had opportunities, you know, is he as sharp, you know, and confident and stuff as last year? No, I don't think. But he's running hard, you know. I give him a B.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I mean, maybe B+, but I mean, honestly, go back to that Bills game conversation, the fumble.
Yep.
Huge, very costly, very, very poor timing. And it wasn't an isolated fumble. Continued to fumble for a few more weeks. There was moments in those first couple weeks where he wasn't hitting the holes quite like he did last year. And I'm starting to think in my head, well, not that he's lost a step, but we might have to correct our expectations a little bit here. And then it became very, very apparent, like within another game or two, that this was the O-line.
Mm-hmm.
Because look what he did these past couple weeks, right out the gate against the Rams. Fantastic. You know, so he's still got it. Just like Vinny said, he needs a little, give him some help.
For the first 3 quarters against Buffalo, he's A+.
Yes.
Then the fumble, which turned the tide of the game, till the crappy defense really let things go haywire. I'll give him a B as well. Because he's had one great game till the fumble. Boy, that's a big qualifier, isn't it? And then it had a really good game against the Rams, but got stoned on fourth down at the goal line. But goes back to the offensive line. We'll come back, take your phone calls. 410-583-1057. Got more grades to give out offensively. And then Vinny's got stats to talk about. Ravens on a bye. Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner. We're hoping Lamar's going to be back after this bye week against the Bears. Whip around 11-15. Dave LaMonaco, TerrapinTypes.com. Turtles have lost two in a row. They're out to UCLA. UCLA's 2-4. You think they're the best team in the country the way they are.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Offense is going. We got clock integrity to worry about. We're giving out grades. We have Henry, the what, B? Mm-hmm. I think we're all cool with that. Justice Hill, though, how do we, him or Keaton Mitchell, how do we grade any of the other running backs right now?
Justice Hill, we can. The others, we really can't.
Yeah.
You know, kick return, that's about it. But with Justice Hill, I don't see, Bob, the burst and explosiveness that I saw last year. I don't, you know, through the hole. Is he catching the ball out of the backfield? Yep. His pass protection is good. I'm going to give him – I give him a B-minus. You know, I mean, he's playing a ton. Pass protection is good. But I guess it goes back to the offensive line, you know, why he doesn't look as, you know, good running the football either. So, you know, there's a reason why when we give everybody up front D's and F's,
yeah.
You know, right. That the running backs –
Trickle-down effect.
Yeah. I give him a B minus.
But if we're just talking strictly rushing here, he just hasn't been given opportunities.
I mean, he plays a lot.
Yeah, but for the first 3 weeks of the season, 5 carries total for negative yardage. And if it wasn't for that garbage time stuff against Kansas City where he went crazy, and he's done a little bit more through the air, out of the backfield, screens and stuff, but a little disappointing. I don't know if some of it they really haven't dialed him up too much. But overall, I'd say like C+. I mean, based on what he's shown in the past, it's not really even close.
Yeah, I'm going to give him a C because we saw a guy last year that contributed.
No doubt.
And had the career year and expected more. And like you said, with Keaton Mitchell and everyone else, it really hard to give him grades. Wide receivers, Zay Flowers.
I'm going to give Zay a B. You know, he's getting a lot of balls.
46 targets.
Yeah.
By far the leader in the club.
The fumbles, you know, and he makes plays with the ball in his hands. He does all that. He runs good routes. I just wish in man coverage stuff, you know, he'd lean on the guy a little bit more and just make sharper breaks to create more separation. But as a receiver, when Lamar goes down, I'm sure it's extremely frustrating, you know, and the two fumbles. I'll give him a B.
Yeah, until those fumbles in the last game, I would have said A. I mean, he was on pace to have a career year in pretty much every category. The Detroit game, they did a good job taking him out of the game. But other than that, he was dominating. Great pace to set a new career high in receiving yards. Can't overlook the fumbles. And the end-around handoff thing was just terrible with him and Rush. So yep. I'll go like B+.
Yeah, I'll give him a B+. He had a great game. Looked like he was off to the big start. Should have had the two fumbles. Rush got credit for the one last week against the Rams, but still upside pretty strong there. Bateman.
I'll give him a C. Kind of incomplete kind of thing. You know, I mean, doesn't get a lot of attempts.
It's 21 targets.
Yeah, and and he's running good routes, you know, and then the play down the field with Rush, that was an ugly-looking play for him. But I give him a C just because I think when Lamar comes back, I think the best is yet to come for him.
I'm going to say C-. I understand the opportunity's not there, just four targets these past two games without Lamar in the game. But, you know, you're not doing yourself any favors on that slowing down on the sideline. So he's playing a role in it, make no mistake. It's not like he's dropping easy balls, but still, just after the year he had last year, this is unacceptable, really. And the contract extension. So, you know, big expectations with that. I'll go C-.
C-, I'm with you. He's only averaging almost 11 yards per reception, too. He's usually
17.
10 to 15 yeah. to 17. The one year he's averaging almost 19 a reception. So C- for you. D-Hop real quick before we hit the break.
I give D-Hop an A. You know, I mean, because when they throw it to him, he catches it. And yeah.
13 targets, 9 catches.
Yeah, and he's not like he's open. You know, I just wish they'd throw it to him a little bit more, you know. I think he's done an awesome job for what he's been asked to do.
You took the words right out of my mouth. I mean, he should be more involved, to be honest. I mean, just limiting this guy.
Well, he's been open, but Rush doesn't throw it to him.
Yeah, but even with Lamar in there, you know, two targets per game, yeah. You know, and after the crazy catch in week one in Buffalo, I mean, that was, you know, he's had dozens and dozens and dozens of circus catches in his career. That one week one against Buffalo is up there with the best of his career. Give this guy more reps.
Let's go Fonzie. Hey. Yep. And 9 catches, 13 attempts, 2 touchdowns. He's averaging almost 20 yards per reception. Mm-hmm. Exactly. He's Aguilar, but 1,000 times better.
Oh, yeah.
Like making the most of your receptions.
He might be the most talented over-the-hill, as we call it, receiver that the Ravens have signed, of all the ones that they, and I know Steve Smith was great, Anquan Boldin sure. was great, but in terms of pure talent at this stage of their career.
Has he had an easy catch yet of the 9? I don't know that he has. Everyone's like a spectacular, you know, like keeping his feet in bounds or, you know, making a one-handed catch. He's been awesome.
How dare you disrespect Jeremy Maclin that way. Nolan McGraw. We'll come back, reset the program. Poirier, Joe DeShafer, Baltimore Banner, top of the hour, whip around 11:15. And then Dave LaMonaco, preview Maryland and UCLA. Dave's got a big old write-up on TerrapinTimes.com as the Terps go out to UCLA. 2.5-point dogs. Spreads actually dropped a point, but 2 weeks ago, UCLA was taking on Penn State. They hadn't led in a game, much less won a game. Now they're the 81 Chargers offensively.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.